I want to thank all of you for coming tonight. And I think also, I think we should thank the Lord for coming. If we know that He's here, we know that He's going to hear. And if He hears, He's going to answer. And that's what our nation needs, a God who answers prayer. So I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad He's here. And I'm so glad tonight will be a night wherein He picks up special prayers to answer them for the sake of our nation and for the sake of those who believe Him, believe in Him, and believe of Him to do wonderful things for America. Let's turn, please, to Psalm 65, and I'll get started and see what He will say to us. Father, Father of all love, so great is Your mercy, Your kindness. So great are You, Father, that it is beyond our comprehension that You should be so kind to the people You have made that are far, far from the way You ordained for it to be. So we thank You that You will stay, You will hear, You will open Your ear to hear our prayer that You may answer it. We look to You, and we know that as we do, we are radiant because our God is radiant. Come closer, O Lord. Come closer and allow us to come closer also. We know that when You speak, mountains move, the heavens move, the earth is opened for us, that we may hear, that we may see, that we may come to know all You have ordained for us to know in our time here on this earth. We are a passionate people, Lord. We are a hungry people. We want to know You as we are known. We want to be open and have our innermost being stand on the path of Your righteousness, the light of Your glory. Father, I must pray one last prayer. We are not here tonight just to hear a great passage that we may love, be proclaimed or taught. We're here that we may go beyond that and become a people who know You. That we will know You, that we will come to experience the greatest things that You have ever given to the planet. that we may rejoice in you, Father. We have nothing. We know nothing. All that has been afforded us has been afforded through the cross, by the blood. And we are overwhelmed with your kindness. Oh God, our holy God, great is your goodness, great is your mercy. Wonderful are your ways. Help us to come to please you in all things, as would be the desire of our Lord. Help us to know what only you can teach us. Help us to do what we can do when you reach us, Lord, and you empower us in who you really are. Jesus, my heart is swelling with love for you. We look for you. We look for you, Lord. We look and we look and we look until at last we find you. And we know that when you take us by the hand and you help us to know and understand your ways, all things will become new. In your glorious praise, Lord Jesus. Amen. I'd like to say that as big as God is, one would need to understand that the ways of knowing him are as many and great as are the ways of prayer, the ways of seeking to know you. We're not limited. Knowing you is an expansive thing that will take us for eternity. And this we know, Lord. But to be very honest with you, to be very open with this rare expression filling our hearts, that we must say to ourselves, to you belongs silence, the submissive wonder of reverence, which bursts forth into praise, and praise is due and fitting to you, O God in Zion. How can we praise you? So great are the heavens, and so many are the stars that are in the heavens, O God. We cannot count, though we would live for 1,000 years, we cannot count how many grains of sand on the side of the seashore, Lord. But again, we cannot count. If we and hundreds of others were to spend all of our time for a whole generation, 2 generations, 3 generations, still, we would stand in awe of something we cannot fathom. There are no human ways, no knowledge that we can attain apart from you. Your spirit, who knows all things from beginning to end and back to the beginning again, he must reveal you to us. And even so, how do we know? How can we compare? How is it our hearts stand in awe of a holy God when we have never known that holiness this side of the heavens? What is it you have we do not have here? What is it that you think that we don't understand? What are your plans so far beyond finding out, O Holy God? How do we find you, know you, understand you? How? We know not, for your ways are beyond finding out. Except that in your goodness, you will reveal yourself to those who are holy people, hungering, thirsting for a holy God. My heart is set aflame. It is aflame with passion, with love, awe of your beauty. My heart is burning for knowledge of you, O God. I look and I can say nothing, for nothing is worthy of you. I watch you. I hope to somehow understand how to reveal my own heart to you as you alone can do to me. But, O God, great is the Lord and mighty to be praised. Great are you, Lord, and wonderful are your ways. Who is like you, for you are awesome in beauty. Oh God, your majesty is so noble. My whole being, my whole posture is given over to the revelation of you, that which you would reveal, that which only you can decide to conceal or to reveal. Oh Lord, my heart is burning with love, a fire of love for you, a passion that only you can ignite. I don't know you, Lord. I want to. I long to. But too wonderful are your ways. One goes this way, the other goes that. Words, millions of words, an untold thousands of pages cannot explain the mystery of my God. What can I hope for? What can I know? For you, you alone know the beginning and the end. My Father, this fire that is consuming my inner person reveals the longing of my heart, for which there are no words. How you understand and how you know is beyond me. Yet I know you do. We would do anything, endure anything, you could borrow, and we would lend it. You could take it, and we would give it. You could demand it. And our soul, with a jealousy, a willing jealousy, that is beyond anything man can call for, calls for you. How do we understand your holiness? How do we understand your grace, your mercy, your glory? How do we understand the secret and deep things of God? You alone know your ways. Understand who you are. We want you, we need you. But we have no strength to stand before you. You alone are that strength. You withdraw, we have no hope. If we should desire to know you beyond heaven's glories, all we have is prayer. We cannot even exercise passion. It has to come from you. But we must nurture it, and how we want to nurture it. We want to forget that we have not been faithful to that which you have given, and we want to learn how to walk by faith, how to walk by sight. The hills are alive, Lord, with the brilliant songs that stretch forth through the heavens, through the mountains, through the stars, through every blade of grass. Your song prevails, and it stays. And it waits for the recipient to reach out with such hunger they cannot be denied, and you will give it. I know this, Father. I know it. My heart aches. My heart is in such deep pain. Though I could reach out and take what you offer, I can't own its owner. And it is mine so long as you would have it be. You teach me your ways that I might understand, that I might know truth. You teach me your ways, O God, that your truth may fill every cavity you've created to be filled by it. My heart will hunger and thirst after righteousness. My soul will pant after your glory. my very flesh, how it longs for you in a dry and thirsty land, O God, where no water is. My head may be crowned with many crowns, but what is a crown without the King, who is the life of the crown? Oh, how we hunger for you, our God. We need you. We hunger for you. We want you. We know we are nothing, but we know that you are everything. Into everything that we look, we will find you if our heart is hungry enough. Lord, I care not to go to the right or to the left. I care not to know the north or the south. I care only to mark your ways and follow them with passion, so endearing, so painful, so hungry. It can never be satisfied this side of heaven. And oh God, do I dare say it? For you know it is true. Even there with you, I can find no end. My heart is satisfied with the loftiness of who you are. My heart is satisfied with the presence that is so filled with the glory that no man can understand. We are small as dust, Lord. It is in our heart to say yea, but out of our mouth comes nay. Who controls this uncontrollable tongue? Was it not created to worship you every minute of every day? Are you not worthy of that which you have created in yourself to be? Glorious in holiness, fearful. Fearful, O God. Fearful in your glory. We stand before you, Lord. And we have no strength to even stand before who you are. We have nothing unless you give it. May we never let it go. May we understand every moment of every day that our heart must be broken, that it may be put together in wisdom, nurtured in counsel, mighty indeed. We do not desire to know another God, for there is none other but you. Something in my bosom is burning with such a beautiful flame. There is nothing on earth that can satisfy the hunger and the longing for which I desire you. You. There's nothing on this earth worthy. You alone, Father. In the morning, will I wake myself up in the morning will I hear a prayer that I may wake myself up to the God of glory. Wondrous in counsel, mighty in deed. All that you know, Father, I may know, should I die, that you might live in me. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeshua, thank you for what you've given to me and mine in you, who are my Father. In your most holy name, amen.